This is the Real Magic Podcast. Learn about great design and use it to get great results. Now your hosts, Greg Merrilees and Alan Nunez.
Hello, listener, and thank you for joining Alan and I today for the Real Magic Design Podcast, where we unpack our experience to help designers and business owners understand how to create amazing designs and work together to make design that is profitable. I'm Greg from Studio One Design, and here's my co-host, Alan from Pixel Partners HQ. How are you, man?
I'm awesome, mate. You know, you did that entire intro without taking a breath.
I know, I just took it now.
Mate, I'm awesome. What have you been up to, mate?
Well, actually, it ties in a little bit to our topic today, but I actually went for a drive on the weekend. I just dropped my daughter off at a friend's place, and it was sort of way out of town, and it was a beautiful day. I just kept driving in the direction of where I used to be employed, like my very first graphic design job. And what I realized was that at the time, we're talking, you know, 30-odd years ago, I was so focused on starting a career in graphic design that, man, I did not notice my surroundings. I mean, that it was in a factory kind of, you know, like really scummy factory area where they had a lot of automotive businesses and sheet metal. And then, you know, I worked in this little office inside this screen printing factory, you know, as a graphic designer. And basically, when I started, it was literally just a work experience, like a 2-week work experience. But man, like I'm just thinking about today, like the younger people today starting a career, I would be very surprised if, you know, many people would take up this type of opportunity to start their career, because it was just total scumsville, you know what I mean? And there was no real guarantee that you could really start a career in graphic design. But I was just so focused and loved the idea of drawing every day and designing way before computers, using a dark room and all these things, that I just took up this position, which was initially a 2-week work experience. And then I stayed on and I quit school. And this is way before I had a design degree, which I still don't have, I might add.
I do feel sorry for today's generation, because there's a lot of industries that have raised the benchmark. You know, you have to have a degree even to get an entry-level job. And this is what we're going to talk about today, which is, you know, what is there value in that? Are businesses making the right decisions, you know, setting that high benchmark, or are they filtering out real talent? But we'll get to that in a bit, mate. Yeah, for me, over the last week or so, I've actually been playing with Lucidchart. Have you used Lucidchart?
No, you've mentioned it before, but no, I haven't.
Yeah, well, no, I've previously used MindJet, one of those ones.
What sort of projects have you been putting together? Like, what are you using it for?
Well, this is the interesting thing, is that, you know, both you and I are big on standard operating procedures and processes and checklists. Yeah. And what I decided that I wanted to do was actually work out where all those elements fit into the business and how they interconnected, which was quite an undertaking. And I still haven't finished. I've done parts of it. So I'm working through like things like the sales process and the design and feedback process and all those sort of things. And actually mapping out the correct way everything should flow, and then attaching all those standard operating procedures and into those positions, and looking for places that don't have those elements, the places where, you know, maybe we've made assumptions as a business that it's just a given that things are done a certain way, but we've never documented it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So how are you finding Lucidchart?
I think it is a fabulous app. I mean, there's a free 7-day trial with Google Drive, so it integrates with Google Drive, which is really, really nice. And it's not, I mean, I haven't looked at the price, but I'm pretty sure it's not terribly expensive for a single user. It might be, I don't know, $10 or $15 a month. But it is a very, very powerful tool. I think it's probably the most flexible mind mapping tool that I've used in a long time.
Nice, man. Yeah, cool. Yeah, and really, yeah, we're talking about a mind mapping tool, essentially. So you can get a bird's eye view, and then you can really hone in on each little section of that project.
Yeah, I think, you know, people have gone, mind mapping tools have gone in one direction of simplicity, and that's all good and fine. but I think Lucidchart is more a chart workflow diagram tool that can make mind maps, if that makes sense.
So good for people that are visual, yeah?
Yeah, and I think it's geared more at maybe, you know, engineering and software development and that sort of stuff, because it uses a lot of industry standard shapes and colouring and things like that. But I said, I think what they've done is they've taken a really complex application and made it very simple to use, which I think is, from a design point of view, is very impressive. I mean, I didn't have to do any tutorials. I could literally turn it on and very intuitively use it. So a big tick to Lucidchart and the guys that developed that. Well done.
Mm, and we don't take any affiliate commission, by the way.
Oh, no affiliate. Oh, maybe there is an affiliate link. We should get one. But no, we're just, I mean, this is stuff that we genuinely, you know, when we share this stuff, Greg, you and I, it's things that we genuinely use and we see value in, and we hope that our listener can get the same sort of value.
Exactly. Well, love sharing. You got it, man. Cool. So, yeah, today we are talking about, you know, well, the question is really, is a graphic design degree worth it or worthless? So, Al, do you have a graphic design degree?
No, I do not. However, I'm not a graphic designer, and I've said that many, many, many times, right?
Yeah, true.
I am a photographer by trade. That is my where my studies are, and I do have a diploma in photography.
But you do have a graphic design business.
I have a graphic design and photography business. My photography over my career has led me into creative direction, and then combining our photographic work with graphic design. But I have Rick, who's our creative director, who does have a degree in design.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I only employ people that have a graphic design degree. It's not the reason I employ them, but it is. They all have a design degree.
So that's interesting. We don't necessarily employ somebody who has a degree in the particular area, right? Although, in cases, look, I'm just going to clarify something here. When we talk degree, you know, we're talking in Australian terms here, but internationally, the term college, degree, university can have various meanings. Like, I think in the US, they have, you know, community colleges, which is what we would call technical colleges here in Australia, and then they have colleges, which we would call universities, right? And you can get a technical degree, which is what we would call a diploma. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. For sure.
So I see a lot of value in those technical degrees, in the diplomas. I actually, you know, I like the way the courses are structured to give that certification, right? So I see value in that. Some of the university degrees, you know, the 3-4 year courses, those, you know, I think there's too broad a mix of what they're learning, and it's not always commercially practical.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I wanted to bring up, the fact that, you know, the industry, every design industry changes so rapidly these days. I just wonder how relevant, you know, and that there are certainly some really good reasons why you should get a degree, but, you know, I wonder how relevant their actual content is at the time. If it's changing so quick, how do they stay up to date with everything in the real world?
Well, they don't. And that is a huge problem across education in general, right? And especially today, but not exclusive today. Even when I was in college and I was doing my photography diploma, you know, we were being taught old school darkroom processing techniques, and nobody in the industry was processing their own work. You know, the industry had moved to professional labs and sending the work out, and there were a lot of techniques. I mean, we were still being taught how to use 5x4 inch large format film and slides, and it was just that sort of technology was well out of date. At the time, I realized that, however, and I actually wanted to drop out of the diploma, but I stuck with it. And I've got to say that even though some of those practical techniques that we were learning were out of date, the knowledge that I got later in life, I realized was beneficial. So in hindsight, I see it differently, but they can't. They just, you know, the course is written and the course lasts for a number of years, and years today in educational terms is, you know, maybe decades, 50 or 80 years ago.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, like, you know, there are And look, the question is, really, is a design degree worth it or worthless? I believe it's worth it. And like some of the main reasons are, you know, you learn stuff like design history and color theory and typography and storytelling and composition, you know, animation, editing, comp, you know, all that sort of stuff, right? And those type of things are just the basics of design. So it doesn't matter about where technology is at and, you know, the tools that you use at the time. Those are just fundamental design principles that, you know, we touched on in our last episode as well, that I think every designer needs to learn, you know?
Look, absolutely. I'm going to relate this to photography. I mean, I used to have a sort of tongue-in-cheek saying when I used to hire a lot of photographers in past roles, which was if I saw somebody's portfolio or resume and it said they were university educated photographers, I would say they're fully qualified to be a waiter or a waitress and serve food, right? And that was a terrible thing for me to say, but the reason I used to say it is because I would look for people that had two things. Firstly, I would look for that technical degree or that college diploma, right, that was a more practical course. They still taught all the fundamentals, but proportionally they spent more time hands-on learning the tools, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you could, if you found somebody who had that and also had the creative ability, you had a really good combination. The other thing I used to look for is anybody who had made the effort to have some type of on-the-job training while studying, not somebody who spent 4 years at college doing nothing, but somebody who did internships in the summer breaks or did something like a cadetship. So I did a cadetship where I worked part-time and I studied part-time. So my course took longer, but I had the benefit of being mentored by, you know, an actual company who was using photographic skills and technology on a daily basis and keeping up with it. Does that make sense?
100%, man. That was going to be my killer tip at the end of the episode because, you know, when you're doing these courses, you're not doing them 40 hours a week. They might be 15, 20 hours a week. So you've got time to do other things. And, yeah, I would highly recommend if you're, you know, if you can get a part-time job in the industry as well, then you learn both the real world and the, you know, and the course structure as well, you know, the content in the course. So I think that's the best way to go if you're studying.
Yeah. So look, a good example is when I did my college degree, we had a fortnightly assessment and it was practical. We had to come up with a concept based on a theme, go out and photograph it, develop the film, print the prints and give a final product, right? And we were given a lot of instruction on how you might do that in a commercial environment, right? When I spent a lot more time in the print industry, I would see, you know, university students doing their major works and asking for things to be printed, and zero consideration had been taken into the production process while designing, right? So this is design rather than photography. And those things are huge problems. I mean, I used to see the same thing with photography. You know, photographers would go and they'd spend all this time in Photoshop and do all this work to discover that they'd done all that work at 72 DPI at, you know, a quarter of the size that they needed to actually print the major work. So, yeah, to me, that's a fundamental flaw in the course and the training, that they're not expecting the students to take an outlook of, you know, how are we going to produce this? What's the final output? What do we need to think about in that journey?
Mm. Have you got R2-D2 there, man?
I do. I'm sorry. My silent switch is not working properly on my phone, and that's my reminder. So say hi, R2.
I love it. That's cool, man. Yeah, excellent. And, that's the thing. I mean, we're talking about the pros and cons of doing a design degree as well. And, like, to me, I would strongly believe that you're far more employable if you do have a design degree, you know, as opposed to, you know, you might just be an awesome designer, but you're not going to be as appealing to a potential employer if you don't have that ticket.
Look, I sound like I'm, you know, I'm hammering the educational system and saying that they do a bad job. They don't. You know, what you learn is, like you say, it's the fundamentals. It is critical. And I certainly I don't disregard anybody based on their education. I try and look past that. I look for attitude. I look for talent. I mean, some of those technical skills can be taught. I mean, the proof is in me. You know, like my technical ability within InDesign and is exceptional, but I didn't go and study at a college for that. I mean, that was entirely, yes, you know, lynda.com training. You know, yeah. I decided that I needed to learn how to use that tool, and I sat down and I spent the hours required to learn it. So, you know, I think formal education as far as diplomas and degrees are great, but if you are naturally talented and you have the dedication to learn the tools and especially go and find some practical mentoring, you know, go and work for somebody. Like you said, 2 weeks work experience got you into that. I mean, for me, it was the same. It was 2 weeks work experience in one of our major national newspapers, and I was hooked on photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I did make the decision to study only because my parents nagged me to do some study, but I thought I could just go out and learn it, and I probably could have.
Absolutely. And I did, after those 2 weeks, you know, I did stay on. I did leave school and I stayed on, but I did a degree, or was a TAFE course essentially at night, basically. I didn't complete that course. And the main reason was because I just was learning so much more on the job. Like, I'd done, you know, a year and a half of learning the theory and the competition, all that sort of stuff, right, that I mentioned before, which was great. But then I kind of felt like I hit a plateau as far as what they were teaching me. The rest was just putting it into practice, getting your folio prepared, you know, for a job essentially. But I had a job, and, you know, I really just didn't find it giving me as much value as I was learning all these new techniques, etc., on the job. And it was far more exciting, and you could see your final designs printed, and it was just, you know, to me, two worlds apart. And I was also had the opportunity to work more hours, so, you know, get paid overtime, and I was just enjoying it that much that I would work, you know, a 12-hour day and not even blink and go, where'd the day go, you know, because I was enjoying it that much, even when I was 18, 19, you know. So that's why I dropped out. However, I wouldn't recommend doing that today. And I also say that it comes down to personality as well. Like, I've always been extremely driven. So, you know, I guess that's why I've had my business for 17 years, because I'll do everything I can to deliver a design to the quality that the client expects. And there's no compromise for that, but not everybody's that dedicated. So, you know, a fallback is to definitely have a design degree.
Yeah, look, and I've got to say, I'm very sympathetic to that feeling. I was 3/4 of the way through my course, and I had the exact same feeling, because I was working every week in the industry, and I was studying with people that weren't. I was actually finding it infuriating. I was like, you know, that there's bigger practical applications to what we're learning. You know, what they're teaching me here is redundant. I made the call that, you know, it was worth finishing. I might as well just stick it out. And have I ever used that piece of paper? No, but I've definitely used the knowledge that I learned. I'm a big fan of practical learning. You know, it's all great to know the theory, but get in there and, you know, and people say it's hard to find a job. Rubbish, you know, but you've got to be willing to start at the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and if you can, you know, a couple of tips we gave a few episodes ago about preparing a folio and things like that is to, you know, try and niche down, you know, into one particular field of design. So, you know, then you become an expert in that field, and hopefully it's something that you're passionate about too.
So here's one little side note on this, right? The reason why I was given a cadetship by my original boss and mentor, and we're still friends today, I must say, and actually he's one of my clients today, which is interesting. One of the reasons why he gave me a cadetship was he was looking to retain young, enthusiastic staff. And what was happening was he was hiring people, they were learning over 6 months, they thought they could do it themselves, and they were leaving. So he was just on this constant cycle of recruiting and training and then losing, right? And, you know, I look at, you know, the employment prospects today for young people, and you see wanted junior designer, you know, 40 hours a week, must have a degree XYZ, right, and 2 years experience, and you think, well, you know, or even just a degree, right? So if they're hiring a junior designer, they're not going to get somebody with 5 or 10 years experience for a start, mm-hmm. even if they've got a college degree. But I wonder whether those businesses are doing themselves a disservice. So firstly, they're excluding potential talent that could be honed, right? So you could take a junior designer that doesn't have a college degree or is partway college through their college degree and yeah. offer to support them through that. So that's what the cadetship was. My boss paid for my course, paid for all the things that I needed for my course and gave me and paid me the hours while I was at the course, right? Mm, so yeah, I had that's awesome. A huge reason to stay and finish. And then the deal was I would work for him for an additional 2 years after the course was finished. In exchange yeah. for him funding the course. So what he got was he got a guaranteed employee for a number of years. Now, admittedly, he released me from my 2 years just before the 2 years was up for a variety of reasons that we both amicably agreed on, right? But what he didn't get was somebody come, learn for 6 months and leave, right? And he took somebody who was enthusiastic, like you were when you were started, and honed those skills and
yeah.
provided training. So, you know, is a design degree important? Okay, look, I think if you're determined, you should be able to find a job even without a degree, but then do your degree while you're working. Yeah. If you're doing a degree, go and find a job, even if it's, you know, one afternoon a week, you know, weekend work. I mean, these days, so many production facilities and design studios are open extended hours because they work across different international time zones or mm-hmm. print facilities are open 24/7. There is opportunity there for you to work while you're doing it. If you can't do it, you know, weekly, at least go and do some unpaid intern work, you know, during the breaks in your studies.
Exactly. Or just, you know, don't expect a really high pay, even if it is paid. Just the whole purpose of it should be to get that experience, that, you know, on-the-job experience, which you'll learn so much about, you know, things like deadlines and working in a team environment and, you know, all those type of things. I guess, you know, essentially, yes, you can have, you know, you can learn about deadlines at you know, in uni, et cetera, but you're going to learn so much more on the job about deadlines because there's no compromise on, you know, being late.
I think there's a big difference to uni and college deadlines and real world production deadlines.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why it's different, but it's definitely different.
Oh, it's a major difference because, yeah, I mean, clients will be depending on, and I like your question that you ask clients, like, okay, when's the deadline? Now, why is it that deadline, you know?
Yeah, why is it urgent?
Sorry?
Yeah, when is the actual real deadline and why is it urgent?
Yeah, why is it urgent? Exactly, yeah. And look, sometimes there's a legitimate reason, but sometimes there's not. And I just love the fact that you ask clients that reason. Don't just give us a deadline, give us a reason why. I think that's cool.
So is the design degree worth it or worthless?
Well, I think it's absolutely worth it, even though, you know, I don't officially have one myself, but I think, honestly, it comes down to personality. And that was 30 years ago, you know, so I've learned a lot on the job for 15 years and running my business for 17 years or thereabouts, so I think it's totally worth having a design degree. What are your thoughts, Al?
I think it's worth studying, right? I think there's so many ways to learn today. I do say in a lot of Western countries, actually even in the Philippines, you know, where our teams are located, you almost can't even get an entry-level job unless you've got that diploma or that degree. So I hate to say it, young people, but go out and find it. Now, as for businesses hiring a designer either internally or as a contractor, I don't know how much value that design degree has. I mean, if you have someone like Greg who's got 30 years of experience in the industry, I'm pretty sure he could get up and lecture most of those students and teach them more than they're actually getting in the course curriculum. So I think you've got to take, is a design degree worth it or worthless in context? Mm. Right?
That's true.
So if you're an entry-level designer, I definitely believe you could go and get a job as a junior designer without the degree and then study while you're working.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also that you'll find if you do have a degree, it'll just give you more confidence to apply for positions with a higher salary. You know, that's one thing. Confidence is a huge thing in design jobs, and a lot of designers aren't confident. But if you just have that degree behind you, I think it's going to help with your confidence.
You know, I would love to see these courses have more commercial application in the training. Do you know what I mean? Teaching designers the business of design. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll never forget.
That's a good point.
Two things that my first boss taught me when I was at college, you know, and these have stuck with me every day. Firstly, time is money, right? And his analogy of time is money is what you and I call leverage today. One person only has a certain number of hours. So you have to hire people that are better than you to be able to leverage up, right? You've only got so many hours in the day. The second thing he taught me was, and this is going back in the film days, you know, every time I press the trigger on my camera, it costs me money. Right. And there's this and you would have had the same thing. You know, when you've got to make a film, that costs money, right? When you've got to take a design and get it ready to plate, you don't half do it, think, oh, it's okay, do the film, do the plate, and then go, oh, I've got to make a change, right? That costs money. And I think in today's era of digital, a lot of students are coming out with the idea in their head that digital doesn't cost, right? That, you know, you can just go straight to digital and start designing, but there's a cost in your time if you send a concept to a client and they hate it, if you don't spend the time doing the work on it. There's a cost every time you push the trigger on a digital camera because somebody needs to review the photos, somebody needs to do the post-production. It takes up digital storage.
Yeah, good point.
You know, I think, you know, and no discredit to the lecturers. I mean, they're all working on course curriculums that are predefined. But, you know, I think there's something severely lacking in the education system today. I think the fundamentals are taught, but there's just this missing gap. And my hot tip would be look for somebody with practical experience, you know, over the degree.
Yeah, 100%.
Proven practical experience.
Yeah, somebody that can design on a commercial level. And, you know, I guess that's the difference between a good designer and a great designer, somebody that can be flexible and you know, concentrate on the outcome, like for the client, not just design to your taste level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you had your time again, would you finish your degree?
Yeah, I would still, look, if it was today, I would say yes, right? But going back 30 years, I don't think it was as important as it is today.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
today, I would say yes.
Here's an interesting one for you. I thought of upgrading my qualifications mainly because of my real world life experience and business experience. I could get huge course credits. So there was a whole, you know, huge components of the course and potentially go on and do a master's that I wouldn't have to do because I know it. I've been working in it for, you know, well over 20 years. So, and then I just thought about it and thought, you know what? It's a piece of paper. I mean, I have that knowledge. I don't need a piece of paper to show that I have that knowledge. So would I go back today and do it? Probably not. Would I have changed the way I did it back then? No, I still think I made the right decision getting that technical degree, the diploma, rather than going to university. So I'm pretty happy with the way everything turned out.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Excellent. All right. Well, look, that's our opinion on a graphic design degree. So hopefully you've learned something from that. And Ali, got anything else to add, or should we just ask the listeners to go to our website, therealmagic.com, and we can continue the conversation there?
Just because we're uneducated, it's no discredit to those of you who've got your degrees. we're not saying having a degree is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, it's just our opinion. So please don't, go easy on the comments.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks, listener. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Real Magic Podcast. Hear more at therealmagic.com.